You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
A crossbeam is not the biggest thing this world has ever seen. Any builder could tell us that. It may perhaps be heavy, but with the right amount of effort, it can be moved around. If we really think about it, a cross is just a hunk of wood. Perhaps it's been cleaned and fashioned for a timber, but in the end, it's just wood. We could see one easily enough by stopping by the lumber yard, or by glancing in the barns or the attics of our town. Yet, when such a simple and otherwise meaningless hunk of wood was transformed into a timber for the torture and execution of our Lord, an imprint was made. A memory was forever fashioned. We together remember this day that Christ suffered, was crucified, died, and was buried. This image, this memory, we will always have with us. It reminds us of the just one punished, condemned and executed out of love for us. We're reminded that it's He who takes away our sins. This memory, this image shows us God's own Son completely humiliated. Reminds us that He accepted the whole cycle of life, right up to its end. And He did so to show us that life, not death, has the final word. When we see a crossbeam now as Christians, we see not only something made for building, but an object worth contemplating. In a simple beam of wood, we find a support more than strong enough for a structure. We see a hunk of wood showing us the way. In a simple beam of wood, a great mystery is shown to us. A hope in death, we claim. In a simple beam of wood, we see Christ crucified and tortured, God's love hanging on account of hate. In a simple beam of wood, we see mercy, love, forgiveness, through agony, suffering, and pain. In a simple beam of wood, we see that even nails can have great meaning, and that loneliness need not reign. In a simple beam of wood, we see companionship in trial. We see Christ's emptying and strain. In a simple beam of wood, we see, while fearful and confounding, that death is not the end. And so, as we prepare again this Good Friday to embrace and venerate the cross. Take a moment now to ask yourself what it is you see. Perhaps anger, suffering, loss. Perhaps there's somewhere in your life where death has drawn near again. Perhaps this year's reminder of this solemn mystery need not be emphasized. Perhaps the mystery of Christ's passion is all too clear this year. If this is so, then maybe your suffering can find meaning here. Perhaps there are memories yet to be healed. And of course, we bring those here today as well. And then there's likely places where life's deaths have yet been seen, places where life's struggles might yet be faced today. So perhaps we turn to those as we pray. In any case, may we let this Good Friday be an invitation to a life renewed, filled with hope. For whatever burdens we recall today, may we this day be brought new strength, new comfort deep within. May we know our burdens, our beams, our struggles ultimately have meaning, and that meaning comes from Him.